Now, you mentioned the gutter. What would this be attached to? The side of the house?
It'll be at the edge of the shingles where it went off. The gutter would be what they call the gutter that run the water. You'd call it pipe, maybe, but it would run the water into a cistern or off into one certain area.
This would be up on the top?
It'd be at the edge of the roof up there where it'd come off. That would be a gutter around that house, yeah.
And on the roof, what would you call it where two parts of your roof met like that?
I've got it sitting right up front of the eave. No, I guess it'd be the, you know, be the...
It's the valley.
The valley is what you'd have to call it. The eave of the house wouldn't be there.
That'd be the valley.
Yeah, it'd be the valley.
Come together like
sure, that's the valley. Yeah, that's what it is. I couldn't read it.
What buildings did you have around on the outside?
Well, we had the saddle houses. Saddle house, a long one. And we had log barns, a lot of them. Corrals. And we had what you call the blacksmith shop, was a horseshoeing device. That's what was used for 99% of the time. However, there was a vise in there too. An anvil and a forge, turned horseshoes with and cut them off. Rasp and clippers and horseshoe nails and horseshoe hammer. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
One of them for the blacksmith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we had what we called a smokehouse. Stored a lot of stuff in that building.
Well, yeah, that's where we cured meat.
Yes, that's where the meat was cured.
Did you have any buildings that were open on one side, perhaps for the stock to come in?
Well, yes, we had one barn that had a shed on it. That barn had a shed on the south about... I guess it was 100 feet long.
Hmm. Well, that was a big one.
Well, that's not near all the barns. Well, we had log barns there that longer than that. Rats under them. I mean big ones. They were big rats harbored under those old log barns. Did you know what? Now, I'm telling you, they're hard to get out of there, too.
Of course they were.
They were hard to get out of there. And they could whoop a common-sized cat. They were pretty fair-sized rats.
What'd you use on them, dogs?
Yeah. I killed them every way, drowned them every way they could to keep them out of there. Finally got to putting lye in the holes, and that wound them up pretty good. That's right. They pour, them rat runs in them holes pour full of lye. And my gosh, that'd get them on the feet, and they'd know it and kill them. That pretty well slowed them up.
You get them on the body, and it'd be like hominy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
but you put that lye in them rat holes and you get that on their feet and they lick it and they die. We found out that's a pretty good way to control it. Kind of like this rat poison today. There wasn't none of that then, but then that lye worked pretty good. That eagle lye, that was quite a killer.
You want me to stop this thing?
Huh?
You want me to stop this?
You want me to start it?
No, you want me to stop it?
It don't make much difference to me.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
I'm having a good time.
Well, I've enjoyed it too. So.
Well, this is just what it amounts to. This is...
I understand. Yeah.
Now, did you have any special building for storing grain?
Yes, the barns is where we stored the grain. We stored the corn. That was the principal grain. However, later on, we did have... We had what is known as a hog pasture. The hay pasture was known as a hog pasture on the ranch, and we had all of our wheat, lots of wheat, fed hogs wheat then, and also calf corn was thrashed, and they hauled lots of calf corn in there, stored it for those hogs.